Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I'm here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, and please don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself because I mean it that sincerely. I'd like to thank you fine people for allowing me to come into your lives for just a few minutes. And just kind of share some of my thoughts, my views, and just another way of looking at thing. And I think that if you decided to listen to me, I just want to say thank you. Enough of that. Listen, real quick, it is a Wing It Wednesday. It is the second annual Wing It Wednesday. You know, I came up with that idea about a week or so ago, and it happened to be a Wednesday, and I really, really enjoyed talking to you guys. I didn't have anything really prepared. Not that I have it all the time, but I do my diligent research. But you know, I just caught on, and I said, you know, I just want to talk to you. I want to reach out, you know, and just say hello. And I coined the phrase "Wing It Wednesday," and it's mine. And I figured I'd use it again because, ironically, today is Wednesday. So, enough of that. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, summer is not over. I just want to pass that. I just want to put that out there. Everybody's moaning and groaning about going back to school, the kids, the people that are teachers, and you know, stuff like some people are happy, some people are sad. I mean, that's the human experience. You know, you can't make everybody happy. But here's a little reality check. I mean, the teachers and the children in the southern part of this country have been in school for a couple of weeks now. So they've already, you know, they've already got their feet wet. And they're still enjoying the summer. You know, I've seen it. I've looked at some of the things on TV and around. And they're still enjoying summer. People say, don't give up on it yet. I mean, we already put enough things. You know, we push it forward. I mean, to the point where, I mean, we're still in August and they have Halloween decorations out. What are we doing, people? Pretty soon you're going to mesh everything into one, and that's not what it's all about. You got to, maybe I'm just a little old school. You just got to stop and smell the roses, you know what I mean? I mean, come on. You know, don't put the cart before the horse. Just soak it up. It's still summertime. So that's my little pun today. Okay, yeah, listen, Mother Nature's kind of giving the Northeast a little last-minute blast. We've got here, it's been up in the 90s. It's been hot. It's been smoltering. Find yourself some air conditioning or a pool if you're blessed enough to have a pool in your domain. By all means, jump in and cool off. I mean, I welcome it. I don't complain. You know, the only thing I do complain about, and I got to tell you this, the older you get, you know, I don't like myself to be an old man, but the older you get, you know, you just don't feel like shoveling snow. And that's the reality. I mean, in the summertime, yeah, it's hot, you know, you got this, you got that, but you're not shoveling anything. You don't have to move one thing from point A to point B. You know, you just have to kind of deal with it. So that's the only take I have in terms of the changing of the seasons. You know, and we're fortunate enough, like I said once before. I mean, we get the opportunity to experience all the seasons, you know, just like life. So, I mean, count the blessings. I feel a tangent coming on in there. yeah, just like the seasons of life, you know, just enjoy each one and be wise. So, you know what? I was thinking about it again today. I want to go old school. I mentioned it before, early on when I started this this thing, this journey. Just another way of looking at things. And I mentioned a book that I got from my mother some years ago. And she really, she said, I want you to have this. And I believe we might have even been out together, maybe at a bookstore or somewhere. And she said, buy this. And I was like, okay. I always, you know, I always listen to what my mother said, you know. Most of the time, thank God, that's where I am today. But so I bought the little book. And little by little, the older I got, I looked at it. And you know what? I'm going to say it again. There's not a page in this book, and if you could see it, it's pretty thick. I mean, it's a standard size book. It's a small book, but nonetheless, there's not a page that you can't turn into and get something out of it for your life or to pass on to your children, pass on to your friends, or just give somebody some advice. You know, I'm a big component in you know, helping people. You know, I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's my mantra. I try to help people. You know, you try to pay it forward. You know, I'll hold the door for you. I'll let you drive in front of me, you know, when I'm in the car. Not to a fault. I mean, you know, I'm like I said before, we're not doormats. I mean, you don't let people just walk all over you. But be courteous. You know, be kind. So this is the book. And I just picked it up with one hand, not to make a whole lot of noise. And there's a couple things in here. Now, let me give you an example here. And follow me on this. I'm opening, and I will give you the number just as a point of reference. This number here is 764. And it says, mind the store. No one cares about your business the way you do. Now, think about it. You know, there's a conversation in there. I mean, whatever you start doing, mind the store. You know, nobody's going to take care of your business like you do. I mean, come on. That did go into so many things. You know what? It just popped in my head, and I'm going to share it with you. The store. It could mean your body. You're the owner of the store. You are the keeper of your physical body. And nobody's going to care about it more than you are. So you have to take care of it. You have to mind the store. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't think I'm crazy, people. I'm really not. I just, this is how I carry my life. And I think it's important. So I pick up on all these little cliches. And I will say this, and I have to say it up front. I mean, I didn't coin all these phrases, but I do care about them. I read them. I think the people that put it out, you know, that say something or write it down or put out a poem or anything, it's meant to share. And the smartest thing you can do is you don't take ownership of it unless you created it. But it's still meant to share. I mean, they didn't, you know, a closed fist never receives anything. You know, I don't like myself to be a preacher. All right. So, you know, and I'm not subscribing to any specific, you know, religion or belief, you know, and all that stuff. I don't want to do that. I don't want to scare anybody away because I talk to all kinds of people, you know, different religions and backgrounds and races, religions, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not saying that, but it just makes sense. And that's what I'm doing. I'm flipping back. Now, this is just to show you, I'm playing around here, but now this number is 684. So I even went backwards and here. Now, how about this one? Don't expect the best gifts to come wrapped in pretty paper. Wow. I stumbled on that because I read it before I said it. And it makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, don't expect the prettiest gift to come in pretty paper. Because, you know, I've gotten gifts, a little birthday gift or something, and somebody wrapped it in just plain paper. And it was the most exciting gift. It makes sense. I don't want to, I always feel like I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I don't. Okay, this is a good one. Look at this. Slow down. I mean really slow down in a school zone. Come on. That makes sense. I don't even know how old this book is, but I just watched it on the news today. And just to give you, and most people, if you listen to me, say, you know, I'm from the Northeast, and I'm very close here to New York City. They just are implementing the cameras back in the school zones for people who don't adhere to the rules and regs and the traffic laws. They're going to snap their, I guess, their license plate or whatever, and send them a ticket in the mail. And I just turned, come on, you can't make it up. I just turned to that, and the way they stated it, slow down. I mean, really, come on. That's somebody's child crossing the street, or an adult, or a senior citizen, or anybody. So, that's right. I don't want to go off on a tangent. Here's another one. It says really in bold letters. It says, be quick to take advantage of an advantage. I mean, come on. You know, if opportunity knocks and it's staring you in the face, I mean, just jump on it. You know? I mean, boldly, just believe. That's what it's all about. Believe. You know, so I can go on and on and on. And I don't know. I want to give you one more because I could go through this book all night long. And I'm going to look at this. I went up to 910. This is interesting. You ready? I'm going to give you the last one before we kind of go. When lending people money, be sure their character exceeds their collateral. I mean, I gotta put the book down because I can go on and on. You people, I don't want you to get bored with me. But you know, when you're lending somebody some money, make sure that their character exceeds their collateral. You figure it out. I mean, I liken to think that whoever is listening to this, I mean, it makes sense. So these are all the little things that that I live my life by. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wing It Wednesday. Thank you for coming along for the ride. Listen, if you live in the Northeast, try to stay cool. And if you live anywhere else, you know, say a prayer for the people in the Northeast because it's hot. So I think that's about it. I mean, I just wanted to say hello, and it is Wing It Wednesday. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, before I let you go, seriously, you know, thanks for the ride, but here's the deal. Please, 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 as you just heard in that book, take care of yourself and take care of your families, because family is important. It's important. It's important. And when you get a chance, if somebody you know needs a helping hand, stick yours out. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And I also believe that whether you believe it or not, it will be one of the things that will help you on becoming the best that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.